in, we were, say, in Cross Street in the mid-70s, early 70s. The building was, we knew was going to disappear. So we looked at where we're doing our boating based down at Whitegates off Arctic Road. We looked at land around here to develop, put our own building up. And we were looking at a piece of land closer here that was dispute on what the land was worth. And about three or four solicitors down the line to get to the owner. And then this land, which was an old coal siding for Cairns to Newport Railway, when British Rail transferred all the land on the island, the railway land, to the Isleworth Council, the following Monday we stepped in and said, can we have this bit of land? It's flat, very close to the water. It's an old coal siding. And they'd already knocked down the crossing keeper's house, so it was just completely flat. And we looked at the council and said, no, can we have this? Yes, we get rid of some of the land. How much for? Well, they'd already been looking at some grant aid, some from the Medina Borough Council and then some from the County Council. So they said, well, these grants are all earmarked towards, you can have it for £2,000, which is what the other bit of land we were looking at was worth. And we put a bit of wire across the front. And several years later, because we had to raise a lot of money, and several years later, while it was just a jungle, people were applying for planning permission. The council said, don't you want this land? Yeah, because we can do it. We just haven't got the money to put the building up. When we eventually put the building up, we had it was 40 foot wide, which is the maximum we could fit in with a road alongside, and we went back 106 feet. That's what we could afford. When Lord Mountbatten, who was then Governor of the Isle of Wight, but he's also Commodore of Sea Scouts, when he opened the building for us, it was unlined. It was just a bare shell. And so it was completely unlined. And over the years, we obviously did a lot more work on it. Then the major bit was in 2002, we took one bay 8 foot off the main hall and converted the toilets and put showers in. And then in 2012, we did a major refurbishment because we had a leaky asbestos roof. And so we had to get rid of the asbestos, which meant that once the roof was missing, and the ceiling was, obviously the water got in. So we literally had to completely redo the hall. And that was a major work. And then Dame Ellen MacArthur came back and reopened the hall, so to speak, after the refurbishment. And of course, in the meantime, we bought a prefab. Just after the late 70s, we bought a prefab from the old CB Road estate at the top of Cairns. We bought one for £10 it cost us. We knocked it down, sold the innards for £30 for scrap, knocked it down and put it back up exactly as it was. Every panel was numbered, and we put an up and over garage door in the end. We used a third of it for newspaper storage, the rest to put boats in. And we still have, in the main hall here, we have a boat workshop, which was originally designed around the two boats we had in the mid-70s, a 12-foot boat and an 18-foot boat, who stayed in here for about a month before we sold them because they were wood. And we've gone over to completely plastic boats now, less maintenance. But over the years, we've just developed things as we've gone along.